Aircom Limited, which is also known as AIR, has been fined €2.45 million by the Commission for Communications Regulation, ComReg, as part of a settlement following investigations into the overcharging of its customers. Around 76,000 customers may be affected, with up to €6.7 million in refunds potentially involved. Let's talk to Barbara Delaney, who's Director of Retail and Consumer Services with ComReg. She's on the line now. Very good afternoon to you, Barbara Delaney. Thank you for taking our call this lunchtime. So give us an outline, a summary first, if you would, of the overcharging here. What was involved?
Thank you, Brian. Good afternoon. Yes, in terms of the actual case here, the examples of overcharging would have related to early cease charges, which shouldn't have been applied on accounts because customers were perhaps entitled to cancel without penalty. Another example would be where charges were applied after customers had ceased or requested to cease their service, but the request was not processed. And another example would be where a bundle of services may be changed and the customer's discount was not reapplied after that happened. So they were an example of the types of charges, overcharges that we had found.
So the penalty levied on AIR, €2.45 million, how is that determined?
So I suppose just in terms of the actual case and what happened, ComReg applied to the High Court for a restraining order to stop the overcharging. And as part of that, there were other measures that we would have sought, including refunds and so on. The penalty relates to the customer harm and detriment. And in terms of the refunds that are now in scope, which relates to a possible value of in scope of €6.7 million, the penalty was as a result of the measures and the refunds that Aircom committed to ComReg to apply.
There are two aspects to this. There's the fine, if you like, on Air, AIR, and then there's these refunds. €6.7 million is a big number, but there are 76,000 customers who may be affected. So typically, what kind of refund might people expect to get if they are included in that?
Yeah, so I suppose if they're included in that, it depends very much on discounts and charges that they are applied. But you are talking in the range of possibly a 1 month subscription if it was an early cease charge or a couple of months subscription. So they would be potentially different to people who are charged after they ceased. It depends how long they were being charged after they ceased their contract. And then a bundle discount, it could be, you know, anything from €5 to €10 to €15, depending on what the deal was struck. So it really does depend on which particular issue or maybe a number of issues that a customer may have been affected by on this.
And is AIR able to reassure you that this has ceased and won't happen again?
So the commitments that Aircom have given us relate to, I suppose, firstly, refunding the customers, but secondly, remedying the issues that occurred so that these types of charges would not be incorrectly applied going forward, but also to review their systems and processes with a focus on ensuring that, I suppose, any credits that are being applied, there are no further underlying issues happening. It would be important in that context that customers are charged what the price that they are contracted mm-hmm. for. So that would be an important piece. And then I suppose another important aspect of this in terms of reassurance is that Aircom will put in place an independent auditor to make sure that the measures are implemented and are working going forward.
All right. Barbara Delaney from the regulator ComReg, thank you very much for that.